When people ask, is everything a conspiracy? The answer is yes.
Who and what is controlling everything and why? They practice sorcery. I can't argue against magic.
I don't know what it is that we live on, but I believe it's a realm. This realm that we live in is the lowest level of heaven, highest level of hell.
Chicken, snake gods, and the Anunnaki, and sorcery. If Sam says the chicken snake god is running everything, I'm literally in the world of crazy. I'm winning.
You're losing. Conspiracy Social Club, a.k.a. Deep Waters.
I like everything you're doing here.
Bam, bro. My dude. Kicks are going, bro.
Dude,
my
you don't. Dude, you don't fuck around.
Dude. No. That's what we're talking about.
You know you are.
I might take a third lesson every week on Krav Maga.
You actually
just to fuck people up.
You're actually an athlete. I can tell by the way you move. I swear to God.
I come from a long line of white people athletes, meaning we're good at golf and bowling.
But you're a good mimic. So when you do that, your technique is excellent. A lot of guys can't do that.
Let me tell you.
A lot of guys cannot do that.
I'm taking privates.
Yeah.
Just to get technique down.
I can see it.
So when I watched that Charles Oliveira fight and how they couldn't stop talking about how he kept his hand
up. He does everything right.
I'm consumed with that.
He does everything right.
Like, I'm in no hurry.
Now, when you, like, with jab, a lot of times, instead of being on the phone, this is the Eddie Futch technique.
But dude,
help you too.
I was just showing you when I fight with my phone. That's all I was
doing. Oh, I didn't know that, dude. Right? When you're making a phone call.
I'm not even showing you when I'm really locked in. I'm talking and fighting.
Dude.
Okay? Do you understand who I am?
Dude. That's
talking
amazing.
And fighting.
Hey, Albany, you want to come see me do stand-up tonight, this weekend? June 18th
and
19th?
Oh, shit, the big Albany gig's coming?
Yeah, bro. Woo! Funny Bone, the Albany. If you want to come see me, come fucking see me and Dove Davidoff. Then I'm going to Philadelphia, PA, Helium. That show's almost sold out. We got the 25th, 26th, and 27th.
Is it full capacity now?
No, I don't think so. You got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm doing a Sunday show. That's how I roll in Philadelphia. Please come have some fun. Let's rock and roll. And then, and that's it. And by the way, I'm starting very exciting news. I've got the Big and Hungry podcast. First of all, we're doing questions from young men. So ask us questions. Email at bigandhungrypodcast@gmail.com. Bigandhungrypodcast@gmail.com. Send in your video submissions. But finally, exciting news. July, when is the, can you look up when the Poirier McGregor fight is? Because I'm going to start a gambling podcast, basically a combat sports gambling advice podcast called Rough House Fridays with Tom McCormick.
July 10th.
So July 9th is our first podcast where I'm going to have some pretty exciting guests on who really know the
Brian,
fight game.
I'm very happy for you. That's
right?
Correct.
Who do some gambling. I'm going to have, I definitely want your picks on this.
Yes, for sure.
So you're going to be a guest. I have just too many friends that really understand the fight game. And I'm going to get odds makers and bookies on there as guests.
I love it.
It's called Rough House Fridays.
Rough House Fridays.
Yeah. And my buddy Tom McCormick is going to be producing, and we're just going to create. He has the Rushmore podcast, and we are going to basically create a podcast where we're going to give you the best advice and really dissect every fight so you have the best chance of winning.
I love it, money. Man. I love it. Hey, guys, if you'd like to see me live, I'm in Bakersfield this weekend. I'm at The Well, two shows.
Damn.
And then at the end of the month, if you're in LA, I'm going to be at the Ha Ha on Friday so far. We'll find out if I get any gigs anywhere else. And then I'll be on the 30th. I'm in West Hills at the Rabbit Hole. So I'm very excited about that. I keep getting asked to do some Conspiracy Social Club. A lot of people coming up asking me when are we going to do it. I mean,
here's what we should do. We should do Bakersfield. We should do Vegas.
We should do
Brea and
our friend
Irvine.
Kevin has a guy created a live podcasting like studio where people can come and watch a live podcast. We should get that.
We should do Brea. We should do Irvine. We should do all these places. We can sell out a lot of tickets.
I'm in. I'm all about that action. So go to samtriple.com for all of my things. Yeah. How are you, Brian? What's new?
You know, Sam, I was very sick over the weekend.
I got a little sick too.
You did too?
But I, you know, like I have a lot. I'm like Wolverine, dude.
Yeah.
I like, I guess cure myself.
What do you do when you have a cold?
Well, I think it's since I've been eating ass since 1978, I've built an immunity to a lot of shit.
Yep.
Right? And it's like, turn it over, bro.
That's how you fucking get hepatitis, but it's also how you fucking build immunity to lots of different parasites and bacteria.
Yeah. And I feel good about myself. So, you know, it's really weird. You fly the bad air. You know, the blessings are, you know, I'm selling tickets now, so like a lot of handshaking. And it's so weird because I went from zero to tiny hero. And like, but I'm old school where like when I had 10 fans, I would just want to spend an hour with each one.
I
used to be to the point where I would like, I would walk my fans. Like after like 10 minutes, they'd be like, I gotta go, dude. I'm like, no, I'm just getting started. And they'd be like, my girlfriend's pissed, we gotta go. And I would walk my fans.
That's
now
so
it's
great.
Like, I feel like, I feel so bad because I got a line out the door.
People are catching up to Sam Tripoli. It's about fucking time.
I recorded something this weekend.
You did?
I think my special is going to be called Buckle Up Buttercup.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
No, you're the biggest kept secret.
I am.
You know, I mean, stand-up wise, if you want to laugh and you get to come see you.
Yeah.
I don't. That's
outside of Clinton being gay. I'm the best kept secret.
It's 100%, 100%, and he drinks blood.
He does.
They all. Drink blood.
My work here is done. They mic all, drop. Walk off.
They all drink.
Should I just hitchhike out of town? Bomb, 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 bomb. Incredible Hulk style.
Well, my guns are so loaded with W's, and it's funny because I shot nothing but W's, and I have been shooting nothing but W's, and you know. It's fine. And I'm going to keep my guns holstered for now. And we'll just talk.
Brian, I have something I want to talk to you about.
Yeah.
So a big kind of debate going on my Instagram right now. And it's about whether something's fascist or something is corporatocracy. Mm-hmm. And so, Brian, I don't know if you've heard this, but BlackRock is buying up giant chunks of small family houses, like big chunks of them.
BlackRock
all over
is
the country.
A mortgage company.
Black is an investment firm who happens to run the Federal Reserve. Trump put them in there and they're buying up just chunks of it. And for me, that is a form of fascism. Now, I'm getting told that's not fascism, that's corporatocracy. And I understand why you say that, but I think it's all falls under fascism. Because fascism, the technical definition is basically one dictator, and corporatocracy is basically corporations taking over. But I think they're basically the same thing. In my humble opinion, because most of these dictators are.
Can I see what BlackRock, what you mean by that?
Can you look up BlackRock buying houses? Buying houses, yeah.
Because what a lot of companies will do is
First of all, we have, and this isn't anything new, there's a new rule on this show, and there's not a lot of rules. Number one rule, never, ever use Snopes. Snopes is full of shit and we never use them. We will never click on their links as long as I'm on this show. Now, if you replace me.
Why don't you like Snopes?
Because if you actually
look at it. Is it owned by the Rothschilds?
Well, no, the only thing redeeming about that guy who runs that thing is that he married a hooker. That's the only redeeming thing about him. Okay. And I think hookers need love too. But so BlackRock is buying like huge stakes in houses, okay?
So BlackRock buy majority stake in U.S. home rentals. So BlackRock, the world's biggest, let me see, in U.S. home rental company. Let me just brush up.
But
on
it's
this.
Also buying a bunch.
Yeah,
of-
but wait. BlackRock, the world's biggest money manager and private equity firm, KKR, have gained a majority stake in Home Partners of America, a single family rental company backed by mortgage backed securities pioneer Lou Ranieri. Home Partners raised capital from, this is nothing new, reducing Ranieri's stake. According to two people familiar with the transaction, asked not to be identified because the information is private. None of this is so new. And I will say this, a lot of companies have gone.
Can you also look up if they're buying large chunks of real, ask if they're, BlackRock is buying large chunks of property. Let me real say, yeah, see if that's coming up. Maybe chunks isn't the word, but you know, the reason I have a big problem with this, Brian, is that, you know, what we're seeing right now is a company that is basically in charge of our Federal Reserve.
They're not in charge of our Federal Reserve.
The guy who did it is the guy who was put in charge of the Federal Reserve.
Just so you know, when you take a government position, you have to vest all your interest in your company.
That's so cute, Brian.
You do.
Oh, it's a
law.
Brian.
It's a law.
Okay.
You do.
Brian, you're cute. It's a law. You're cute.
That's a law.
You're cute.
You literally cannot have...
Brian,
you cannot take...
telling me Dick Cheney had nothing to do with Halliburton when he was vice president.
What I'm saying is that he had to vest all his interest in it. That's all.
Okay.
That's a U.S. law. That's a U.S. law.
Go back
I guarantee he's not allowed to secretly have a stake.
Oh, but he wouldn't have any, like, incentive to help his old company out.
Well, I will say that there... I agree with you that there was... That someone like Dick Cheney is capable of anything.
We haven't rang the old bell in a while.
I'm not a fan of Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
Well, so no, I'm not going to defend him.
Unless you're Darth Vader, shouldn't be.
I think he's a bad guy.
So, I have a real problem with this.
Being real general. What do you have a problem with?
Well, okay, let me continue. So then Jeff Bezos now is buying MGM. He's just got a deal for his space program for $10 billion. He's buying MGM for $8 billion. Seems kind of convenient. I'm just telling you guys.
You're just worried. You're worried at, like, about a consolidation of power by a few groups who are buying up a lot of shit. And that's legit.
Well, I'm concerned. You know? Okay. So, Brian, do you know what fractional reserve banking is?
Fractional reserve?
Banking.
I've heard the term, but I don't
know. Okay. Basically, it's where in our government, the Federal Reserve is set up that if this is no longer, and it's gotten even worse, but it used to be, if you had a dollar in the bank, you could loan out $10.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So now, Brian, you don't even need a dollar. Mm-hmm. You can just loan out the money. Okay? So how does this fit into this? So now you and I are now competing against a firm that is basically, through bailouts, receiving fake funny money.
Right.
So let's say I want to buy a house and BlackRock wants to buy the house. They can just take this fake money.
So this is where now you're getting into a conspiracy that Lawrence I can't remember. I can't believe I'm forgetting his name. He wrote Republic Lost. What the hell is his name? Look up Republic Lost. He's a constitutional scholar at Harvard University. And he basically is saying, why is it that, what is his name? I want to give him credit.
Lawrence Lessig?
Yeah, Lawrence Lessig. He does an amazing job of this. You're what you're talking about now is the fact that these big corporations have such an influence on Washington and on how laws are passed and who they're passed for. Why? Because we know that if you're a congressman, you ain't getting elected unless you toe the line. Your donors, your fundraiser comes to you and gives you a list of people you have to call. You're on the phone looking for money from various donors. Now, those donors have very deep pockets. Those donors happen to be companies like you're talking about, okay? If you don't do that, you ain't getting elected. And so the real power lies in about 100 fundraisers because they have all these contacts with all these big time banks. And one of the examples he uses way back was that we were going through all kinds of problems as a country. And the biggest thing being debated on the floor of the Senate, I'm sorry, of the House was swipe fees for banks. Swipe fees. Every time you put your ATM in, is it 250 or is it 350? Can we push it to 450? And you're not getting elected. You're not staying. You might get elected. You ain't staying in office unless you are towing the party line. Now it gets worse. Now you're a congressman.
But wait, there's worse.
Yeah, because you're a congressman. You're a congressman. Now you spend most of your time. This blew my mind, and this is not up for debate. You spend between 40 and 60% of your time as a congressman raising money. You're across the street from the Capitol because you can't do it on federal land. You're in your car and you're making phone calls to donors. Now, here's the great thing. You've got all kinds of contacts now in Washington. You've spent 2, 4, 6 years in Washington. You have contacts on Capitol Hill. Those contacts are very important. You then have been making 160 grand a year as a congressman or whatever it is. There's always, if you're good, and if you're a senator, even better, there is a seat waiting for you on what's called K Street, which is where all the lobbying firms are.
Yeah.
So now you're going to make 5 or 6 times that amount of money at a lobbying firm because you can call your buddies on Capitol Hill and in the Senate and have an outsized influence on how they vote.
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, you're going to get a lot of money for this.
Yeah.
So the real issue becomes campaign finance reform. As long as corporations can give a unlimited amount of money through super PACs and stuff like that, we have an economy of influence. Washington has become an economy of influence. So why is it that when my parents lived in Potomac, to get from Potomac to the Capitol, I think is 14 miles. It takes you about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
An hour and a half. Because 35,000 lawyers and lobbyists descend upon the Capitol every single day.
Yeah.
Not to mention everyone else.
Yes.
Now, the 7 counties around Washington, D.C., Montgomery County, that area, are the wealthiest counties in the union. They don't produce anything, Sam. They don't produce anything.
Yes.
It's not like they're producing things. What they are doing is they are feeding off the public trough in one way or another, because corporations, you're not doing business in the United States or in the world unless you have a presence in Washington.
Yes.
Unless you have influence on whether or not, because the next bank or the next group. Now, here's what banks do. They're really smart. They get together. They talk. They get together. Now they have a collective interest on how a law is passed in Washington.
Yes.
And this is the biggest problem. Now, James Madison said, when he wrote the Federalist Papers, he said, don't worry, because special interests will cancel each other out. Everybody is vying for some influence. Right. So it'll cancel each other out. Yes, to an extent. No, though, otherwise.
Well, Brian, real quick.
Your suspicions are well placed.
Well, you know, it's like you look at, you know, it's like Coke and Pepsi are in competition with each other until another soda comes, and then they work together. So these special interests will fight over little things.
It's money.
But at the end of the day, most likely their mutual interests will rise above the people's interests.
There's two books, So Damn Much Money and Republic Lost. He said, we're losing our republic. Lawrence Lessig said on my podcast, he goes, your government does not represent you.
Not 100%. Yeah. Never a truer thing. But Brian, what I'm talking about, and everything you're saying is right, but in this instance, is what I'm talking about is that our Federal Reserve, I don't think, is a government institution. We can get an argument about that. That's a whole different thing. I don't even want to talk about it, okay? But our government, you know, the Federal Reserve is giving these banks printed fake money in which they're coming and competing with us, the citizens of this country, for property to buy. So you and I save up our money to go and buy this property. In comes BlackRock with unlimited funds, can outbid us and buy that thing from us. We're competing against our own tax dollars, and it's not even tax dollars. It's fake printed money. Do you know 25% of the money in circulation right now was printed when? In the last year.
Yeah. And that's a recipe for inflation.
We're competing against monopoly money.
Yeah.
So now me, I'm scrambling now. I'm talking to my brother. We're interested in buying some stuff. I got to be honest with you, man. If you listen to this, you have some money, buy property, because they are coming to buy up everything, dude. And we're going to have that movement where it's like, don't rent from the bankers. Don't rent houses from bankers. Starve them out, because, you know, we saw it happen in baseball with corporations when they came in and tried to buy all of our sports teams and they failed miserably. I mean, we can
The only caveat I would say is that in the past, banks have tried this. Citibank, a lot of different banks tried to buy a lot of property with the same philosophy. like all of us know, property falls, dips high, because you buy property in chunks in certain areas. You can try to hedge your bet and do these REITs, but for the most part, you buy property and you say, so let's say New York is down now, let's buy a bunch of New York and stuff. Man, is that a gamble. A lot of banks and a lot of companies have gone bust taking that gamble.
The only problem I have with that theory is like they have unlimited money. Now with this,
if the government is bailing you out.
Yes.
So again, so it's like in crypto, you're right? you're very astute here, and you're right. Remember this, guys. My problem is bankers always say they're capitalists, okay? Yeah, you guys are capitalists as long as you're winning.
Yes.
As long as you're making money,
yes.
you want to be taxed 18%. The minute you fuck up with other people's money, taxpayer money, the minute you fuck up and you now have over-leveraged yourself, you go to the government to bail you out. So really, on the way up, you're a capitalist. On the way down, you're a fucking socialist. So don't tell me you believe in the free market. You don't play in the free market.
I totally agree.
In the free market. You and I have to be in the free market. We live or die by how many butts we put in the seat.
Yeah.
It's very cut and dry for you. This podcast, we got to keep growing it.
Yeah.
Those motherfuckers, if things aren't going well, they call their overlords in the government. And the government goes, well, you're too big to fail. You know why you're too big to fail, American Bank of America? Because you're so ingrained in the American economy that if you fail, you're all those tributaries, all those rivers that are going into all these other, they dry up.
Yep.
And then those businesses die.
Yep.
That's what happened. They came to Bush and they said, dude, if you let Goldman Sachs and these companies go under, even though they were, you know, everybody was pretty irresponsible in general. If you do this, what's going to happen is the central nervous system of our economy, the financial system, will crumble and everything else
will
crumble.
That's what they want you to
believe. Well, so they said basically it'll be worse than the Great Depression. And Bush is not an economist. And he said, and Bernanke and all those guys they made a very powerful point. I don't know if they were right. They might have been at this point. Most of those guys, by the way, the inner circle, were from Goldman Sachs.
Of course.
And you know, they'd already made their fortune.
Right.
And boy, oh boy, man, it was pretty wild. That's where the Occupy Wall Street thing came out, you know, and all that.
Brian, right? In crypto, what do they always say? Buy the dip, right? I would love to have bought the dip on this thing, but the truth is I'd invested a lot of money and I didn't have a lot to throw in more into the market. It just, it's where I was at that moment, right? If I'm a bank, I can buy all these houses. They crash. I can keep buying because there's more money coming in. They don't have to play by the same rules.
That's right.
And now what we're going to see is that we're going to start seeing them, if they own a big chunks of land, big chunks of neighborhoods, they can affect the pricing. They can buy. So in Bitcoin, this whole thing was that the price of Bitcoin going down because all of these Bitcoin whales were mad at this one Bitcoin whale and they wanted him out of the market. So they divested and made it crash. Well, what if they want your house? What if the bank wants the last three houses on that neighborhood and they would sell? Oh, you won't sell? Guess what? The fucking price of your house just fucking plummeted. Yeah, it's going to crash. Your house is worth nothing.
So this goes back to why government cannot be this powerful. Sam, did you see what my dad said at 81 years old and on his 81st birthday? Bring up my Instagram. I posted. He said this on Big and Hungry. This is a guy who was a banker. This is a guy who spent a lot of time in government with government officials. This is a guy who spent a lot of time at the top of the investment banking world. Listen to what he has to say at 81 years old. Now that he's retired, he's got no dog in this fight. And I thought this was really kind of simple and profound. I think you'll like it. I think you'll like it because watch.
What do you see as maybe, given what you've read, what do you see as the biggest threat to society in America right now?
The Leviathan, the growth of government. Government is ordering you to do things. And make no mistake, when government passes a law, especially at the central level, And they said, okay, now you won't have to do this. If you decide you're not going to do that, eventually they're going to send people with guns to your house. That's not the way this society was originated. It's not the way it developed, and it's not the way it became what it is.
Well, that's right. And people who agree with that side of the argument are fine with it until another government gets in there.
Now they have all that residual power that was created by the first one.
Exactly. You see that? Yeah. And that's as simple to me as that. That's what that makes all the sense in the world. I want to tell you a quick story about this. My buddy, so San Francisco is a sanctuary.
Your buddy's name San Francisco?
No. My buddy has businesses in San Francisco. He has restaurants. And he's a Syrian immigrant and worked his ass off. Okay. And so the people that sit on the city council in San Francisco, and I know this from another police officer I know, there isn't one even Democrat. They are all socialists and communists. They are literally all of them. I'm talking about everybody. And they're the ones that run the show. Okay. Now, when my buddy is there, when he is trying to run his business, it costs him $33,000 a month for rent, okay, plus all the licenses, plus he's got to be in compliance with the COVID laws and everything, right? Because it's a sanctuary city and there is zero law enforcement for illegal documentation, in front of his restaurant he has one kiosk after another selling sodas, selling sandwiches and everything else from immigrants, from people from south of the border. Okay. Now, you think that's okay, so you want to help people who came over illegally. Cool. Guess what, though? Just so you know, every one of those stands, those kiosks, they're now selling fake Guccis and fake watches and all that stuff all through the pier. Just please understand that those are not individual mom and pop businesses. Those are run by the cartels. The cartels set them up with that merchandise, and all the cartels get a piece of all this action, okay? Including the fact that you can shoplift anything you want up to $1,000, and you will not do any jail time.
And now all the CVSs have closed down.
They've all closed down because
like,
what was happening
can't work
was
here anymore.
This was organized. There were organized criminals who were saying they had people going in there and they had a calculator and they were just calculating how much. And as soon as they got to $999, they would stop shoplifting and then they'd take it. And if they got caught, it wasn't a big deal. You give it back, but they always got out. And Walgreens, CVS, they all shut the fuck down. Now here, I want to do you one better. This is just an example of how government gets totally out of control. So my buddy's compliant, $33,000 plus all the licenses, masks, and everything else. He's got all this business in front of his, right on the sidewalk in front of his thing. He can't do anything about it. The Department of Health comes to him and says, they give him a notice. It's an $8,500 fine. You know what the fine was? You're playing music that is the kind of music that could have people get together and start dancing. It could create dancing, which is a COVID violation. So he goes, what the fuck is this? So he goes and he's ready to fight it, right? And he knows a council member. And the council member says, brother, you will win, but do not sue the Board of Health. Don't do it, because if you sue them, they are going to hold a grudge and they will destroy you. Because these are petty motherfuckers, and if you try to sue them, they will make it a point to kill you. And so he goes, you got to just plea out and pay $2,000. So he's compliant, and he has to pay $2,000 for no reason. Just because the Board of Health, these government bureaucrats, most of them are anti-business in San Francisco, want to fuck with him. And so what you have then, so that's what happens when it's called blind government power. You'll never see those people. You don't know who they are. They can just do little shit that ruins your business. So what happens is businesses fucking leave, as they should. But if you allow that kind of behavior in every state in this union, you will cease to have small businesses. It will be a disaster.
Well, Brian, today is Tuesday. And on this day, it's supposed to be open up day in California.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to see what happens.
What do you think is going to happen?
I think you have a governor right now, Brian, that is so detached from reality, in a little bubble with no one around him.
He eats at French Laundry. What?
Dude, I want to tell you what this guy is proposing: a virtual vaccine pass That is the beginning of Chinese social credit.
I agree.
In America.
I agree.
If we don't fight this tooth and nail, I gotta move, dude. I cannot live in a state.
What is the virtual vaccine pass? Can you look that up?
What it is it's you are gonna have a virtual pass that you cannot. So many people are faking their vaccine passports that they're like, oh no, you're gonna have to put it on your phone through this organization so that we can monitor it. I am out of this state if that happens. If that passes, I cannot live here anymore.
What's that?
This was yesterday.
California strays from COVID vaccine. Well, with upcoming rollout of digital.
Do you see how they word that?
Electronic.
They're like, we're going to get away from passports. We're just going to have a digital verification system. Like they're trying to say, oh, you don't like passports? We get it. Don't worry about it. We're just going to have a digital verification system. That is Chinese social credit score.
I know. Of course it is. Yep.
Guys, I'm telling you, man, if you really want to hear more about
keep
this.
Keep going. California is adopting.
You guys got to look at the episode that just dropped on Tinfoil Hat. It is where we are right now is a straight. This is being done purposefully. Everything's being done purposefully to bring in Chinese.
They're gonna implement vaccine verification. It's one thing the government doesn't matter. Businesses are gonna say, I gotta see it on your phone. You'll see.
And I ain't gonna not here. I'm gonna move somewhere where they're like Tennessee looking good right now. Florida, even though I think that governor is a wolf in sheep's clothing.
I love that guy. I love DeSantis.
He's a Zionist. No, I don't trust him.
He's awesome.
Texas, you know, Miami and Florida is looking pretty good right now. I gotta figure out, but you know, I can't be a part of this. I can't be a part of that. I was just listening to Colin Cowherd on the ride in. I like him. He says purely retarded shit sometimes. But that's why I tune in to just yell and scream at him. But now he's like, he was saying that how the rest of the country's economy really hurt. But apparently California did fine.
Well, California has such a diverse economy.
We had the fourth largest economy in the world.
It's so diverse and it's so big. So
I mean, like OnlyFans probably carried it.
Yeah, we feed half the fucking
Finger blast money kept this state running strong.
Finger blast money. Yeah, we feed half the fucking, the country with our produce and stuff.
California, I mean, it's just crazy, dude. And that's fine, bro. But I just gotta tell you, this is what they want. We gotta get this guy. I don't even know if
Going on with the recall?
What is going on with the recall? I got to pee.
Go pee. Brian. Let's see what's happening with the recall. Go ahead, Skinny Sam. How much weight have you lost? Skinny Sam. Skinny, 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 skinny Sam. Yeah. Oh. He's not going to get reelected. I'll tell you that.
Is he talking about reelection?
State could schedule the recall sooner than later. Some Democrats say they would
Let's get rid of this piece of shit.
He's enjoying buoyant approval ratings.
No, he's not.
He's got a massive budget surplus and low COVID spread.
Nah, come on. Giving out money for people who get he's nuts. Nobody's like, dude, he's doing a great job. Nobody thinks that. Nobody.
I have a friend that was like all excited about that. He's like, I was kind of skeptical about the vaccine, but now that they're handing out money, just like a lottery.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Let him get it, dude.
One of my friends, his dad got the vaccine. He's 55 and had a stroke right after.
Yeah. What about that guy that just was the football player that died on the thing? They had to bring it back. He died, and a lot of people think that was just because he got that vaccine. I'm gonna send you something that's super scary, bro.
Is it a football player?
Well, I'll tell you what. Your boy Jason Bremis sent me an article that Newsweek had been working on for 2 years about the massive clandestine army. I'm going to read this to you. I want to get your take on this. This is fucking nuts. The massive clandestine army that the U.S. military has been basically working on. And it is a bunch of cyber warriors that you would never know. Cyber warriors. You've got people with their own fingerprints. which is kind of crazy. I mean, the whole thing is nuts. Hold on. Oh, yeah, here we go. I mean, this is crazy. So Newsweek, inside the military's secret undercover army. All right. The largest undercover force the world has ever known is one created by the Pentagon over the past decade. Some 60,000 people now belong to the secret army, many working under masked identities and in low profile, all part of a broad program called Signature Reduction. This is all top secret, but Newsweek blew it out of the water. The force, more than 10 times the size of the clandestine elements of the CIA, carries out domestic and foreign assignments, both in military uniforms and under civilian cover, in real life and online, sometimes hiding in private businesses and constituencies, some of them household name companies. The unprecedented shift has placed an ever greater number of soldiers, civilians, and contractors working under false identities, partially as a natural result in the growth of secret special forces, but also as an international response to the challenges of traveling and operating in an increasingly transparent world. The explosion of Pentagon cyber warfare, moreover, has led to thousands of spies who carry out their day-to-day work in various made-up personas, the very type of nefarious operations the United States decries when Russia and Chinese spies do the same. And it goes on. So we've got a group of people that are so anonymous, and I heard about this probably 7 years ago from a guy who got drunk, who was a special ops guy, who said there are task forces, and I won't even say the names of them, but they had these, he gave me this code name, and I mentioned the code name to my other friend who was a Delta guy.
Spearman Rhino?
Yeah, he was a Delta guy, and you know what my friend who was a Delta guy on the phone said? He goes, I can't talk about that. And I went, fuck, man. Wow. There's Delta Force, there's SEAL Team 6, there's, you know, different CIA paramilitary groups. And then there are these task forces that are really anonymous that also are super secret. The problem is, where's the fucking accountability?
There's
if they have gloves that look like human skin,
yeah,
and it's a different fingerprint,
yeah,
if they can wear masks that look exactly like someone else,
yes,
what the fuck are we doing? Now what? Now what?
Now what?
Now, where's the accountability?
Have you watched the doc on Netflix about who assassinated Malcolm X?
No.
Did you see it? You have to watch it. It's crazy and it's really profound because more information came out later. But basically the guy who was in charge of, the guy you see giving Malcolm X mouth to mouth.
Yeah.
Was part of a secret NYPD police task force that didn't even get sworn in.
Damn.
So you, and that was back then.
That's a problem. You have to have, they always say you have to have civilian oversight of military operations. You have to. Military, it's very important. This country is very unique because this country is run by civilians. And you cannot have military people running, you know, calling all the shots and running civilians. You have to have civilians who are in charge of the standing army. That is so important to the framers, to the Constitution. Because like anything else, if you have a military that's super powerful, you'll get a charismatic leader. It goes out through history, Napoleon, etc. A charismatic leader that will take control of that military to control the people. And you cannot have that.
Yeah. So now they're talking about this. And I asked them, you know, they're talking about this audit in Arizona. And I go, and a lot of people on the right are getting really excited about it because it's
hasn't
not,
the audit been going on for a while now?
Yeah, but now stuff's starting to come out and it.
Well, you guys, you fucking conspiracy guys.
What does that mean?
Why
don't you just say you people?
You conspiracy people did this. It was so funny. They were doing the recount in Arizona and somebody goes, hold on. These ballots are made of bamboo. These came from China. And everybody's like, stop the fucking recount. We got to check this out. It was a crazy thing. Turns out it was a hoax. It wasn't made from bamboo, but it actually put a pause on the count.
You're so ridiculous.
Hey, how is that recount going, dude?
Have we had anybody send in any videos at all?
Yeah, we got Purple Guitar Guy again.
Okay.
That's it? We only have purple guitar?
Yeah, well, we had someone send in a thing about Sam talking shit on Hawaii. But as far as video submissions, yeah.
That's all. Mm-hmm. Hey, send in your videos to us, guys. AKA Deep Waters, right?
AKA Deepwaters at gmail.com.
AKA Deepwaters at gmail.com. Send us your questions.
Send us your questions.
And if you have questions, yeah.
Yeah, play it.
What's up, Conspiracy Social Club? My favorite podcast.
Is he the new co-host on the show, by the way?
First, I want to say I'm sorry for that disabled veteran joke. I've been feeling really bad about it, but truth be told, Anthony emailed me and told me to do that joke word for word.
Well, so, that's because you're Anthony. That's because you're Anthony.
Take that or leave it. And also, thanks for leaking the email. So now everyone's submitting videos, whereas I really had an iron fist ruling over the video submission. And my plan was to infiltrate, eventually take your guys' show over. And it was just going to be me and Anthony, and I was going to start every episode like this. Hey, Brian, give me a coffee. And Sam, don't put too much Splenda this time. And, you know, you guys
Anthony, you know this is you.
Anyway, here's my
here's my
conspiracy theory for you guys.
Dude, it's you.
I think the elite might be leaving us to go to Mars. That's just my opinion.
You think the elite's leaving us to go to Mars?
Again, not too much proof, but... you know, me and Sam, we don't need proof like that, right? We just have our fucking intuition. And plus, I had a lucid dream. That's where you can control your dream. And I flew to Mars in my lucid dream, and there was a fucking base on Mars. There were scientists there, and they were acting really shady, like they didn't want me to know what was going on. So that's probably...
Hey, you know, do you have a question, motherfucker?
My favorite part of this is
the
scientists are acting shady.
Rocket out this bitch and go to Mars. Once
like,
Earth
what
is
that
a wasteland.
Mean?
I think they have the capabilities, and I think they would not think twice about it. So yeah, that's my conspiracy. Hope you guys can have some fun with that.
All right,
okay.
And again, love you so much. Didn't mean anything bad by that veteran joke.
I hope you lose your legs, you fuck.
I'll see you next time.
Does that guitar ever get played? By the way,
is that just a get pussy?
Yeah, you're like, yeah, look at that guitar.
It's a ukulele.
It's a ukulele?
Yeah, it's four strings.
Okay.
Couple things. Go ahead. How far away is Mars? Can I get a mile gauge on that?
Brian, it's about as many years you've been on the planet. Listen to me. Can you also look up video of astronauts leaving the moon?
128 million miles.
128 million miles away?
Or wait.
No, that's fucking nuts. 34.8 million?
Let me just Google this.
What were you saying now, Sam?
Look up how astronauts got off the moon?
218 million.
That's so far?
What's that, like Bakersfield?
Dude, 218 million miles away?
What were you saying to look up, Sam?
Are you fucking kidding me?
What were you saying to look up?
Will you look up astronauts leaving the moon video?
Dude, 218 million miles. That's so stupid far away. And we put something on there? Do you believe we put a rover on Mars or no? You don't?
No.
You think it's bullshit?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How would they pull that off?
Video of the astronauts leaving the moon.
Isn't that thousands of liars though, Sam?
Thousands, yeah.
And nobody would come forward about the moon landing or anything else? Nobody actually worked on it?
Official video of astronauts. And it's nothing came up. That's so creepy. Where is it? It's basically, there it is. The bottom, second row, third one over.
What Apollo 11 astronauts saw during?
No. Apollo 17 liftoff. There it is. I want you to watch this, Brian. And I want you to tell me how this happens. All right. There we go.
Proceeded. 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Brian, explain this to me. What is it doing right there? What is that?
Taking off.
How's it taking off?
With jet propulsion?
Where's the jets on it, Brian?
under it?
Where? Where is there anything of flame?
It's getting out of the moon's gravitational orbit, right?
Dude, Brian, rewind it again. Show me where the propulsion. There's one explosion, and show me where the rest.
My question is, there's astronauts on that?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm
so
not
who's staying behind to record and move the camera.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, dude, that's why nobody's seen this video. Here we go. There we go again. Here we go.
99, proceeded. 3, 2, 1, ignition.
Okay, we got an explosion.
That's your grid.
Dude, stop. Stop it. Go back. Go back. Can we go back? Watch this. It goes like this. Like it's hanging from something.
You think that's staged?
You don't?
I don't know. I mean, what is that?
Someone needs to explain to me how that year we have something propelling like that without any fire or anything below it. And by the way, Brian, can I start one more time? Can I? And I'll tell you what. Yes. Start, do it one more time. Okay. Here we go. Ready?
Go.
Here we go. Hit it. Get ready to stop. Get ready to stop.
3, 2, 1.
Stop. What is that, Brian, right there?
I don't know.
What is that bright light right there?
I would imagine fire.
Fire?
Yeah.
Where's the fire coming from, Brian?
From below.
And how's there fire?
I don't fucking know.
No, Brian. What do you need for fire, Brian?
Oxygen?
Yeah. Where's the fire coming from?
Well, it's coming from the spaceship itself. But I have no idea.
Brian, where's the fire coming from?
I don't know, Sam.
If there's no oxygen, where's the fire
coming from? Oh, my God. I don't know.
Okay. I mean, it's just...
Do you not think we've ever been to the moon?
Brian, we've been I'm telling you, times. You want my real honest truth? We live on something very special, and it's way deeper than anyone even understands. And this stuff is all money grabs
but
and
you don't know anything
luge.
About rocket propulsion.
I know something
gravity,
about fire and
astrophysics, but you don't know anything about that.
Brian, call, find somebody.
But you don't
to
know.
Explain to you how you, fire happens on the moon.
There are people that can.
How does fire happen on the moon, Brian?
There are plenty
with
of people.
No oxygen.
There are scientists that can explain that.
Okay.
Right? There are scientists that can tell you how we got to the moon. Are they all lying? No one in NASA who works at NASA.
Brian.
Unless everyone
Brian,
is lying.
Brian,
tell you
Brian, 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 Brian.
Yes.
Brian, Brian.
Yeah.
So let's, Brian, let's take a look at, Who's the real Harvey Weinstein, right?
Yep.
Everybody knew what he was doing, right?
Hold on. We got basketball players that say it's fake, so those guys must know.
Oh, Brian. Oh, Brian.
Unbelievable.
Everybody's dumb. All right, let's move on. Next subject. Boy, I'm crushing.
I love how they ask people who've never done any science, but when you ask scientists, they all go,
but fun fact, Brian's never done the science either.
No, I'm going to trust the scientists. I'm going to trust
Brian?
The scientific consensus.
Why, Brian?
I don't think it's possible to keep
Brian,
a lie going that long.
By the way, Brian would be one of the people like, smoking cigarettes is good for you. You know,
so hold on.
I'm just trying to live a longer life.
So NASA,
that's Brian.
So we haven't put a rover on Mars. We have never put a spaceship on the moon.
Yeah.
And so all of that effort all of that press and all those scientists are lying. They're able to coordinate that lie. How many people are lying, do you think?
Brian, it's honestly. All about compartmentalizing money.
I see. Who then is, why would we do that? Why?
Why?
Like, what, I mean, the
money
millions of dollars.
And Brian?
And so you have one guy at the top, or let's say 10 guys at the top, right?
Right.
They're evil. And they somehow are able to run the NASA program. They're Nazis. They're Nazis. The NASA program. And they have a bunch of hamsters spinning their own wheel. In these different departments, these physicists, where physicists are working on how to break the gravitational pull.
Okay, keep going. Why are you doing
all
this?
That.
Can you pause for a second?
What would be the
can
point?
Can you look up
but what is
Von
the point,
Braun's Sam? Tombstone?
But what is the point of this stuff?
Brian,
what,
it's very
what
simple.
What is the point
dude.
Of Von Braun?
We live in a realm, right? And this realm has a dark force.
I don't know what you're talking
involved.
About. I don't know what you're even talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
Sam, a picture?
Okay.
Sam,
so real
Sam,
quick. Sam. So what does that say? So, Psalms 19.
Oh, Jesus. Here we go. Again
will
with
you
this.
Look that up real
here
quick?
Here we go. Wernher von Braun.
Okay.
Like,
who? Brian, who created NASA? Do you agree on that?
No, he didn't create NASA. Dude, it wasn't one guy. It wasn't one guy. It was a bunch of scientists that were standing on the shoulders of giants. Can somebody
deep fake where you put Brian's face on that naked chick in Game of Thrones where he's just walking through and everyone's yelling, shame.
God, okay? I love her. I think she's so beautiful too.
Okay. Brian, will you click on that?
God in the sky above.
What can you actually get what the psalm says?
Yeah, the heavens, it says.
Okay, let's see if we can actually. Oh, there it is.
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork.
Okay, so stop. Will you look up what the firmament means?
The firmament is the stars.
No, Brian, it is not. But thank you, brother. Thank you. Oh,
the
Brian.
The firmament is.
Brian, the best part of this show is the
heavens. The heavens are the sky. I just told you, especially when
no, in the Bible, thing. The Bible meaning of the fucking.
The firmament is
the Bible meaning.
The cosmos. The
Bible meaning. Okay. There it is, Brian. What is that, Brian? What is that show? He is quoting the Bible, and what is that show right there, Brian? That's dome, motherfucker.
Okay. In other words, the sky, the firmament. No. So whenever
Brian,
Shakespeare-
he meant a fucking
traditionally, when you said
dome,
the firmament,
bro.
You meant the cosmos in its
no, Brian,
splendor.
They flipped that shit, silly goose. Well, you're such a silly goose.
So, Sam, I'll go down the fantasy rabbit hole. What does that mean? Did Wernher von Braun, even in his death, have a code for us?
Yeah.
Really? And what was that, Sam?
That we live under a dome.
I see. And so do we live under a dome?
Do you know what the Hebrew word is?
Sam?
Will you look that up?
Sam, do we
Hebrew
live...
Hebrew word...
Sam?
A different one.
Do we live under a dome?
Hebrew word for... What does the Hebrew word...
Sam, what are you talking...
N-A-S-A... Brian, please stop.
Do we live in a dome?
Nasham?
Nash, H-A. See what that means.
Oh my God.
To be guile, deceive.
Brian, you're taking L's, brother.
Oh my God. Wait, so Wernher von Braun decided to create a fake organization called NASA. Why was he doing that? Why? Because we live under a dome that we can't pierce? Is that what it is?
Well, Brian, because these low-frequency demons made deals with the Nazis
demons.
To deceive us
what
and to not let us know
demon
how...
Mean?
I was
going
to ask that, too.
What does a low-frequency demon mean versus a high-frequency demon?
There's high-frequency entities and low-frequency demons.
So low-frequency are like... They just kind of... They kind of like...
No, they're the archons, brother.
Oh, the archons.
Okay. And Jesus was a shapeshifter who was sent down to battle the archons because they were banging our bitches. Okay.
So the archons, I'm trying. So Jesus is behind. So Jesus is the good guy.
He was a starseed. But his story is told many times over different things. Starseed. Yeah.
He was a starseed.
Yeah. A starseed is basically an entity sent down by the those who run this whole thing down to basically. Help humanity go in a certain direction.
I gotta piss.
Of course you do, Brian. Why do I have a feeling Brian pees on his shoulders up with his dick into his mouth? Right? See, this dude, it's such, what we're doing right here is such black belt talk. It's such black belt talk because you have to understand something, man, that this is not a couple years thing. This is not a couple decade thing. This is being done over centuries, if not thousands of years, man. This deception, and they're in no hurry. It's incrementally, tiny little steps. They don't even need it done in their lifetime. They don't care. It's incremental steps. Tiny incremental steps. And what happened was
to eventually do what?
Just a slave complete our slave.
You think COVID is a big thing?
Oh, COVID was brought in, brother, to cripple the economy and to insert corporatocracy fascism. That's what I think it is. 100%.
Scary.
And I don't think it's working. I think people are waking up. I think they want their. Here's what I want to say to everybody. I think a giant cyber attack is coming, like one that's gonna knock out the internet.
That would fucking suck.
So
I had my power out the other day for like 2 hours, and
I mean, I'm really thinking hard of moving to Nashville.
Why is that? Just because of the whole COVID thing?
A couple things. One, their school system just banned critical race theory. You don't even need a permit to carry a gun. You can carry a gun on you, which is how you're supposed to be. And it's got a great comedy scene too. So those are kind of what I'm looking to get into right now. I know people are telling me that there's a lot of hipster shit going on there. But that's kind of what I'm about. Brian, you do look a little swole, bro. I'm going to be honest with you. You're looking like you're fucking putting up numbers, and you're looking good, dude.
I appreciate it. Somebody else told me that. I don't think of it.
I think you're looking a little jacked, bro.
I was in a very tight pair of shorts, and my two friends said, "You got legs and an ass on you." And I was like,
Did they say the famous Nelly quote? Did they go, "Is that your ass or your mama got reindeer?" Is that your ass or your mama got reindeer? I have no clue what that means, but I'm in. Brian, how do you dance
like this?
Are you a good dancer?
Yeah, I can move. I would have been a very good
dancer. Dad, you want to see how my dad dances? And then later I realize it's a nice way to dance.
He moves like this. Yeah, come on now. That's 70s. How do you dance? Can you dance? You can dance, right?
Yeah, I can dance, but I mean, like, I'm just like my moves are like, I'm very limited now. Yeah. So now I'm gonna just get into my dad dance.
You get into this, but
you know, I'm surrounded by bitches.
As long as you're moving, 1, 2, 3, 4
to the beat. So that's the most important thing. Like, you gotta get to the beat. Like, I'm trying to teach my daughter's beat. I'll play some music and I'll put them on my thing and I'll teach them how to feel the beat.
All I know is I'm getting a haircut today.
Naturally dance better though.
Girls?
Yeah.
Girls just, that's not true. Like girls just are, they start dancing younger because it's kind of accepted. I should have been a dancer. My parents, if I could have done it all over again, I'm not joking, fuck martial arts, fuck all the other stuff. You know, I should have been dancing. I should have been squared, tapping, ballet, jazz, hip hop, that's what I should have been doing. There's nothing like dance. Now, I mean, it's a beautiful thing. If you want to get girls, the stupidest thing I ever did is like, if you're girl crazy, get into a fucking dance school.
Oh yeah, because you'll be the only straight guy there. Yeah. And you'll be going to Pound Town every class.
The best, most beautiful women in the world. Dancers are incredible. If you're with a dancer, you'll never go back.
I love dance, but can I be honest with you? I'm really over the commercials that are like the power of dance. I hate that.
Yeah.
Have you seen that where it's like some dude just go and they're just like doing weird shots of them. Yeah. And like, with the power of dance, we can change mankind. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. Yeah. If I see another video of a fat gay guy dancing, everyone's like, isn't this awesome? It's like, he's gonna die of diabetes. It's literally like, can you believe he's this fat and he moves like that? That is the whole commercial.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, get in the gym. Why aren't you dancing more? You're obviously not dancing that much because you're a fat fuck. And this is coming from a fat fuck. I'm really over it. I'm just over it. Stop. Like, oh, is this funny? No, it's not funny. The guy's got some serious health issues. Right? I mean, he's like doing his death rattle dance right now. It's annoying as fuck. I hate the power of dance videos. I love twerking videos. Oh, so here's another thing.
Clip all that and we're...
We also got, the clip. You know, there's this whole thing like videos of girls, little girls now twerking. Which is very interesting because we've had this discussion before. And it's like the notion of girls dancing there's nothing wrong with that. And eventually they'll do every move that I'm sure they're going to try a twerk once in a while. But the problem comes with who is telling them to do a twerk, right?
Yeah.
That's my fucking issue.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you, dude. I'm sorry. I have a 13-year-old daughter. And those girls, and much younger, from 9 to 13, know every word to WAP, WAP, or wet ass pussy. My daughter knows every fucking word, dude.
I was sexually active at five. I'm not. There's a natural progression. These kids are going to learn stuff. Yeah. I'm talking about who is giving this information.
Well, they're watching the fucking videos and doing it with each other. They're friends. They all get together. They watch Cardi B and they're like, oh, shit.
There's a difference between them naturally finding stuff. Right.
And then people organizing
it. And old dudes like, hey, like the making of that Cuties movie, right?
Yeah.
Like, dude, this guy's like, we like had to do like 1,000 auditions. Really, you old creepy fuck? Yeah. You had to go through 1,000 kids twerking? Really? Come on, man. Yeah. And then I saw this comic. I'm not going to say his name, but I'll smack the fuck out of him because I met him before and he has just one of these pompous people on the left. He's like, what's the problem with little girls twerking? I'm like, oh, dude, I mean, you're just so, some people are just so blind to party lines that they'll just toe it no matter what.
No matter what.
Even when it is against common sense.
Yeah, I agree. Well, you know, look, I mean, it's like when you're teaching five-year-olds about masturbation in school.
Oh yeah,
if I it's like person. It's like, listen, motherfuckers, that's not your job. Not let just me, masturbation. Let me introduce
Brian,
my children.
They're teaching
to sex.
Anal now. Yes, they're teaching like
anal sex. Anal
sex ed isn't about how to eat better ass, right? That's not what it's about.
No,
it's about
five years old is a little young, and you know what age? Well, you know there's an age, but 5 years old, and you fucking the school board is deciding when to teach my child that. I will fucking go in there and beat all your asses.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were they teaching that because they're trying to like promote that it's okay to be gay?
It's New York bullshit, okay? It's New York City liberal bullshit.
And how many of these people have kids?
Liberal horseshit.
Like, how could anybody with a kid think it's okay to teach 5-year-olds anal?
There are some, you know what it comes down to? There are some really dumb people in the world. And sometimes they get on school boards or on city councils, like in San Francisco. There are some stupid bring up San Francisco City Council.
Brian.
Some of these people are so fucking dumb. I want to just see what dumb looks like.
Brian, there's also a situation, brother, where it's like, we have this like rage against the machine
thing. You see a picture
thing,
of them.
Right? And like people want to just zig when the authority zags.
Look at these dumb, if that's them, they're all, that's what dumb as shit looks like.
That's what sellout looks like. Selling out your own people.
The San Francisco Board of Supervisors, I don't know, but that might be what all the dumbest fucking idiots look like.
The anal thing, though, that was they were trying to say, like, if you are a gay kid or whatever.
At five?
That, I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying, but it was, like, for gays, right? Like, they're not saying, like, hey, hit your
listen,
chick from the
dude,
back and she'll
to
come
me.
Hard.
Listen
put
to
up,
me.
Put up above city council instead of board of supervisors. But
listen to me. If somebody's gay, okay, well, you support them.
Yeah.
But the notion that you should, like, that's like saying, like, I'm into getting beat, and that's my sexuality. So I want to start teaching kids about BDSM.
Yeah.
Right. It's like sex ed is, this is a penis, this is a vagina.
Yeah.
And this is what happens when you have sex. It's not about, hey, dude, if you want to do a rusty trombone, this is how you do it, kids.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know how it works, but anyway.
And we have a situation, and particularly, and listen, I have a lot of female friends who don't have children, and I support them. They're allowed to live their life however they want to live their life. But they are too much in the conversation about what happens with children. You have chosen not to have kids, step out of the conversation. I do not want to hear your comments on shit. If you don't have kids, I don't want to hear how you think kids should be raised because you've opted out of it.
That's right.
And it's not like, dude, gay people, I have tons of friends. I have friends who are trans. I have friends who are transitioning. To each their own. I'm a weirdo. And that's another reason why I say, let's hold off on getting like sexualizing children, because I was sexually active at five and looked how fucked up I am.
Yep.
I'm a fucking weirdo.
Yep. I hear you. I think all of those people are stupid as shit. I'm pretty sure.
You know what I love when I look at this?
I don't know.
I love about this is I go, oh, so white people aren't the problem. Fucktards come in all shapes and sizes.
Of course they do. Everybody, this stupid is colorblind. Stupid is like, you know.
Yeah, stupid is colorblind.
There are dumb as shit people in all different, that come in all different colors, shapes, and sizes, including, and of course, white. So.
Yeah, I'm with you, Brian.
I'm not wearing socks today because I decided I'm gonna commando style in my pants.
Yeah, but aren't you worried about your feet sweating and your shoes stinking?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I do worry about that.
Why don't you put on socks?
That's why I wear socks almost always.
Why don't you wear the little shorty socks?
But these, with the little ball shoes, on the end. These shoes breathe. And my feet have not been Adidas? Smelling lately. These Zooms are really comfy.
Oh, that's Zoom? That's not Adidas? They sold theirs.
That's an Ultra Boost.
Zoom, Ultra Boost, I mean, yeah. They're Ultra Boosts. Yeah, they're comfortable.
You're gross.
You're gross. You're stupid. At least I'm not stupid.
You don't feel weird when you don't wear socks?
I do.
I can't stand it.
I can't stand it.
I also
it
can't stand leaving the house without underwear.
That too, yeah. My girlfriend will not wear socks sometimes.
Yeah, my girlfriend never wears. Kid Dynamite doesn't
wear. Women can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
They get it. As retarded as they are.
My girlfriend's feet stink when she takes her shoes off,
though. You love it, though, right? You like to do gackers off it?
I hate it.
Like, I love sniffing women's armpits. It's just the best feeling in the world.
You sounded so hesitant before you said that.
No, I because I had to remember the word. My brain is clicking weird. I love it, dude. And when I do it and I smell, I feel like it's the closest I get to doing a gacker of Coke.
Why?
I get the same feeling.
Really?
Just why? Nipples rock hard.
Really?
Right out the gate. Boom. Boom, cut glass, right?
Hey, when you smell that good perfume.
Oh, I love it. Because Steve Randolph, my friend's like, you should try. I'm like, I'm not going to do that. He's like, just try it. And I did. I'm like, wow. I felt like I was where I was always supposed to be.
Really?
Oh, it's the best.
It's just those pheromones kick in.
Well,
huh?
You know, women, like, they're super attracted to our smells.
Yeah.
But I like gag. They're like, I think it stinks. I'm like, give it to me. Bang. And I'm just in it.
When you smell a girl.
Yeah, I smell girls' armpits.
Yeah.
I'm very much into that.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. Your nips get hard.
Get rock hard, dude. Rock hard. Bang. Got those fucking. I got those fucking steroid nipples. You ever see those guys who have tiny eight balls on their tits?
If you could live one place, where would it be? My friend's got this fucking place in Malibu with such a view. Fuck, a view is not overrated.
Well, you know, my whole theory is that they're trying to turn all of California into Malibu, which is everybody's rich. You're either super rich or you're super poor, and there's no traffic.
That's interesting. Well, I think futurists, I think with technology, you're just going to be able to have virtual meetings with holograms. And you're not even going to need to see people. People are going to be like, I don't want to go on that. This traffic is too much. Fuck it.
Well, I think people are already doing that.
Have you ever like FaceTime somebody for a long time and then you go and see them and it's like, well, it's the same thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, like I do recovery meetings, right? And for the longest time they've been on Zoom and now they're starting to open up.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like, I like the Zoom meetings.
Yeah.
I don't have to leave my house.
Yep.
I get my spirituality in.
Yep.
I'm done. Yep. I mean, we're going to really ask ourselves, as a business, are you going to want to rent an office space? Or do you want people to just do it from their home?
It's fucking true, man. It's very true. You know, I have a message for you guys. Practice gratitude. I'm having dinner with my friend who's 92 years old. 92. I said, what's your secret? He goes, I wake up every morning. Before I do anything for 10 to 15 minutes, I just practice gratitude. I thank my creator for everything that I have and have had. I was like, God, you fucking... That
Brian, can I tell you my morning ritual?
Yes.
I wake up in the morning. I pray. I do one prayer.
What do you do?
And then I write down eight things because number eight is money.
Do you pray to Inaki?
What?
Who do you pray to? God?
I pray to the God of the universe.
Okay.
And then I write down eight things that I'm thankful for. I try to mix it up because it's really easy to keep writing the same shit. I try to find more stuff. And then I do my life goals.
It's really good.
Every day.
It's really good. It's working for you.
Yeah. I mean, like, listen, dude, I've told everybody what I do. I'm going to start writing a book next week with my buddy about, and I just want to tell people what I do, and which is very simple, which is practice law of attraction, model of abundance, love thy neighbor, and everything else works out.
Explain. You've said that before, but I don't explain what law of attraction is and explain model of abundance.
Law of attraction is that basically the energy you put out is the energy you track back. So if you're looking at negative, your world becomes negative. If you're looking at the positive and you're putting out positive energy, mm-hmm. your reality becomes, because there is no reality, Brian. There's only perspective. It's, you know, I've been having some conversations with people basically that, you know, it's like, let's say all of a sudden we're walking down the street and an accident happens and the cops come up and all three of us see it and we all give a little different response of what we saw. And that's because we're all looking through everything through the prism, which is our experiences of our lives. And that prism becomes our reality. That is our perception. And that affects how we digest the information that we are seeing. Mm-hmm. So if you're always looking at negative, you'll find a negative and stuff. There's a million things going on right now. And what you're focusing on, it becomes your reality. So if you focus on the positive, positive energy comes your way. Now, there will always be turbulence because that is this realm we live in. We are, everything that bad happens to you is a lesson that is getting you ready for something else. And that is my God, the honest truth.
I agree.
Abundance. I think
that's a beautiful way to look at it.
Give it away, bro. Give it away.
Mm-hmm.
I hire my friends to do work on the house. I pay them well because I know they need it. I give it away, man. I pay a little bit better.
You changed my life, dude. You know, I'll always forever be indebted to you for that.
Give it away, dude.
You were like, I'll do a podcast with you.
Yeah, dog.
67 podcasts in.
Are we 67?
Going strong. Exclusive on Rockfin starting in July, you guys. You will get us only on rockfin.com/conspiracy social club.
Brian, I love that you're about to do a third podcast.
I'm getting a little crazy.
I think you should.
Fourth, right?
It's probably a fourth, but...
Fourth.
Because I got big and hungry.
Oh, shit, I didn't even think about that.
Well, I got big and hungry.
I love how he's like, dude, you got to go down to two. Now he's on the four.
Well, the spider and the kid, I got Conspiracy Social Club. This is here to stay. We're never, you know, going anywhere.
Unless you piss me off.
I know. I mean, but I love it. So we're going to Rockfin. We're going to crush it. You're head of comedy, so you know exactly how much
I am head of comedy.
I know.
I don't know why you're making eye contact with me. I'm your boss.
I'm sorry. I apologize. And so you're my boss there. And then somehow you finagled your way into that. And then we got Big and Hungry. And then I got Rough House Fridays, which is only going to be on the Friday before big fights Saturdays, whether they're boxing or the MMA event. It's not gonna be every MMA thing. It's only gonna be the big MMA things.
Well, Brian, it's like, if you do things you love, it's never work. That's the whole thing. I know.
I love talking about fighting. I love talking to experts about fighting. Yeah. I love hearing different perspectives. That's really important to me. And then I'll give my point of view.
Yeah, I'm very, I sometimes it gets a little overwhelming, but I'm okay with it, man.
Yeah.
I like it. If I'm not in the mood, I'm burnout, cancel the podcast.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. Well, kids, I'm going to go get a haircut.
I feel like today was a big win for me from start to finish.
My guns were so full of W's and I chose to just keep them chambered.
Brian, I felt like Kawhi Leonard. Did you see Kawhi Leonard's dunk last night?
No, but he's such a stud.
Can you show him the dunk?
What a body. Brian, what a fucking athlete.
Oh, dude. Everybody thinks LeBron James is big. When you see Kawhi Leonard.
He's huge, man.
In person, you're like,
I bet.
Dude, that guy's shoulders, go to video. See if you can find it.
He's a super athlete. He's a fucking
super athlete. Brian, you want to watch chaos? Watch this. This is my team, by the way. I'm a Clipper fan.
Oh. What's going on with the Lakers? They're out, right?
Yeah, they're out. Thank God. Watch this, Brian. Watch this.
Let me see that again.
I dream of being able to do that, dude, to people.
Well, look at him.
Look at this. This guy's like,
Look at the strength on that motherfucker.
That guy
look at. Let me see if it's in slow motion here. What a fucking
sucks! They hit that. It killed the momentum.
It did.
Look at this. Oh, dude, I could watch this.
People think John Jones is strong. Imagine if he practiced MMA, what he would do to dudes.
Well, Brian, do you know his hands are so big? Can you look up Kawhi Leonard's hands?
Look at his hands on the basketball.
Dude, he can pull one hand.
He would do whatever the
fuck
he wanted.
He says sometimes he can't fit his hands in his pockets. That's how big they are.
When I was bartending in Corona, of all places, he...
Look at that picture down there. Look at that.
Oh shit!
Oh my God, that's like fucking Javon Curse. It's so fucking weird how big his hands are.
Jesus Christ!
Look at that. Look at
hold
that.
On, he's high-fiving
Paul
on.
George.
Hold on. Hold on. That is astonishing. That's fucking astonishing how big his hands are.
It's kind of gross.
Yeah, well, you know about being
he's
made
got
for
long
basketball.
Long dog. Long dog.
Yeah, I think he's probably doing well.
Look at that.
Dude, look at how his hands are covering the entire basketball. That is so weird. And look at how that basketball and his head are basically the same size.
Yeah.
You're talking about a giant. You're talking how tall is Kawhi Leonard?
I think he's 6'8".
He's such a fucking giant. And a handsome dude. I mean, you know, in proportion.
6'7".
Only 6'7". It's not that tall.
What?
Well, in comparison to a lot of guys.
To what?
I don't know, 6'10",
to 420
feet.
People in the NBA?
Yeah.
To society, he's a juggernaut.
Yeah. Look at that hand. Come on, dude.
Dude, if we get through this round, dude, look at that, dude. You know she loves that. Women love that thing. Look
at
that.
My wife at the time, my ex now, we were talking to Javon Kearse, who has a hand like that. Oh, look at that. Well, he and Shaq have the same sized hand.
And Shaq is 7 foot.
Yeah. That's so weird.
So I used to do a joke about Shaq's dick.
Yeah. Apparently it's not that big.
And yeah, did we already talk about that? I feel like we should
no.
talk about it. Guys, I hope you guys come see us. If you love the show, please leave reviews on Apple Podcasts. Mm-hmm. Give us 5 stars. And Brian, I love you.
I love you too.
Anthony, love you.
Love you
and
buddy.
We will do
see
it
in
again
Albany
soon.
This weekend, kids. Albany this weekend.
SamTribbley.com.
Philadelphia the next weekend.
And send later. In video submissions to
send in video AKA, submissions.
AKA deepwaters@gmail.com.
And send in questions from young men, or this is questions for young men, or we answer questions for young men at Big and Hungry Podcast. Not the, but BigAndHungryPodcast@gmail.com. Bye.
When people ask, is everything a conspiracy? The answer is yes.
Who and what is controlling everything and why? They practice sorcery. I can't argue against magic.
I don't know what it is that we live on, but I believe it's a realm. This realm that we live in is the lowest level of heaven, highest level of hell.
Chicken snake gods and the Anunnaki and sorcery. If Sam says the chicken snake god is running everything, I'm literally in the world of crazy. I'm winning.
You're losing. Conspiracy Social Club, AKA Deep Waters. Deep Waters. Deep Waters. Deep Waters.